From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Call it extreme shopping.
Slow and safe, ladies and gentlemen. Slow and safe.
Thousands of shoppers pushed in the doors of America's big box stores this weekend, kicking off the annual holiday shopping season. Black Friday is also a frenzy of media stories. You know, the local reporter interviewing the shivering shopper lined up at 3 a.m. But there's a reason news outlets and economists watch this weekend's retail sales so closely. It's because how Americans shop at the start of the season says a lot about how they feel about the economy. And that has implications for economic growth. So this year, with higher oil prices, a weak dollar abroad, and a credit crisis, all eyes are on the cash registers this weekend. James Maring writes for Business Week magazine.
The sense is that Black Friday was sort of lukewarm or maybe even cautiously optimistic. It appears that consumers responded well to the big sales, but they were really focused in their shopping trips. There appeared to be sort of less impulse buying. They got their heavily discounted laptops and promptly left them all.
That's certainly what Alan Batzel saw. He owns and runs Al's Farm Toys in the Mall of America in Minnesota.
Just seemed like they were spending a little bit less yesterday. They were just, it's always for us, it's always a lot of sale people looking for sales.
If shoppers stay cautious, Al's Farm Toys will do what other businesses are likely to do.
As it gets closer to Christmas, what doesn't sell or overstock, then we start to lower the price.
Now, you might have expected foreign manufacturers who make the stuff we buy to be charging more this year to make up for the weak dollar. But James Maring of Business Week says foreign companies are trying to hold the line on prices because they don't want to lose our business. Then again, sooner or later, he says, they won't be able to absorb the losses.